know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rube, this is a classic wedding song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of great grooves, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire have some nice... And the horns. Listen to the horns, guys. I'm all about it.
Oh, man, I love it.
See you working, James.
By the way, I just want to say for the record, Seltzer, and you know I do love you. I got nothing.
Can't wait to see where this is going.
I mean, Sean, let's not act like the music fell apart without James here.
I actually got a couple texts saying it did, so I'm just throwing that out there.
Yep. Sure
just saying, really? I'm saying. Jordan and Princeton told me it did.
Look at you just saying.
No big deal.
No, that's... He was prepared for your...
Yeah, I was.
He was.
That's right.
For
yeah.
your stuff.
But yeah, Ruben, I don't... Like, to me... Especially the wedding guy who just, you know, I'm not saying the band leader. I'm saying
the DJ
at a wedding. If you have a DJ, like if people are like, oh, he's playing great songs. It's not that hard. Just pick good songs. Hey, come on.
You have to read the room. You
got
to be able to read the room.
Yeah.
You got to be able to read the room.
You are a good song picker.
You know what?
Because Jimmy has a lot of experience.
I think I'm actually below average, but I was told on the 4th of July I did a pretty good job.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Well, Amy did, and my buddy did, and his girlfriend did.
Everybody rubbing your hand likes you.
Yeah. Say it again, John.
No, I'm just kidding.
John's about to try to cause trouble.
I'm not. That's good, though. That's good. You're branching out and expanding your. I don't know.
I did all right with it. I did better than I typically
artistic
do.
Artistic horizon.
You would think a radio guy would know how to DJ a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. He's said many times, hey, I should be a DJ.
Oh, sure.
He's actually said that coming back from, you know, break and stuff because he feels he has a good feel.
Well, plus, how easy is that? I mean, you say like three words an hour.
Prince, okay? How can he have good feel?
That's
Thank
my
you, Ruben. Yes.
Can we just go there?
It's foolish. It's a foolish outlook.
Silliness.
There you go. All right. Twitter poll questions. Let's shut both of them down. So they're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash and select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Which do you think is the bigger factor with Embiid's physical decline and injury history? Let's all go on the record here. The two choices are A, his fault, bad conditioning, or choice B, bad luck. Seltzer, which is it?
Yeah, obviously both involved. We get that. But I would say it is more bad conditioning.
Okay. Rhea?
Bad luck.
I expected you two to vote the other way, both
of you.
How
about that?
No, after I read it, listen, I still have a lot of issues with Embiid.
We all do.
But it just highlighted how incredibly dysfunctional that organization is.
Yeah, the fact that he was basically out on trusting them before he even played a game is stunning.
I mean, that's, to me, it says all I needed to know.
And by the way, the fact that they had to take him to Qatar because he didn't trust the medical staff. Well, how about you change the medical staff?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a part of the story, John. I found that incredibly bizarre. Now, theoretically, maybe they were good and his mistrust was misplaced.
Well, that's the thing.
That is possible.
We're getting that filtered through his lens.
Right.
You know, all that medical stuff. The idea that his rehab was being overseen by an intern, I think that that's open to debate. That's a terminology that, you know, some people use and... I don't know.
It's impossible to believe it.
I can't believe it.
It's like when people said in 2020, Carson and Doug did not speak to each other. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that they did not speak. That there's no way they could function during an NFL season without speaking. I'm sure that they were on, you know, tough thin ice.
Icier terms.
Where it was frosty between them, but they were communicating.
All right, John, which would you say is more likely?
I'm going to say... It's
your personal opinion.
He needs to take more responsibility.
Okay.
He needed to be in better shape.
So on the other side of this, I think it's more bad luck. It's obviously some of both, but I think it's more bad luck. I mean, if you really go through the list. I mean, by the way, just for what it's worth, that dunk he had against the Knicks in game one, where he threw the ball off the backboard, dunked it, and then came back and his knee buckled. Like, that's bad luck. I mean, you can say, well, look, you can say.
You'd say the weight that he kept on made his legs not as stable over the course of his career. You
I guess
know?
You could. Yeah. I guess you could. All right, Ruben, break this tie. It's 2-2.
I think it's mostly on Embiid just because when I think back on it, if his, and I haven't read the article, but as I look at it, would the guy who does not trust the organization sign back?
So it's an interesting question.
That's a really interesting point. Two times.
Let me give you one. If he really didn't trust the organization, why would you do that?
All right, good question. I will say this. So you could get traded with the contract and still make as much, but by signing with your own team, well, let me answer your question. By signing with your own team, you make about 50 extra million.
Yeah, maybe,
like roughly,
but at the end of the day, does that really matter? Because he's a multi-gazillionaire.
He also could have forced his way out if he hated it.
Correct.
Every NBA player does. They all do it,
and everybody does it.
I think what we're seeing is the beginning of that.
Maybe.
But if he didn't trust him way back when, then why would he do it twice?
It's a valid question. I mean,
so I'm going with A.
All right, John. How do you think people vote it? It's more on him, or it's more bad luck?
After this article, I doubt everyone got through the article. I think it is a sympathetic article, so I think more people are still against him. I'm going to say 65% say it's on him.
62% say it's on him.
Yeah, nice.
You know,
deduction.
That's really
there.
Good by
Solid.
John. This, to me, this is at the end of the day going to be the story of Embiid's career. Meaning, how people answer this question is 10 and 20 years from now, how they'll look back at him. I really mean
it's
that.
It's not going to be. Can you imagine? Just imagine if this is it. Imagine if this is all the Embiid that we know, that we learned.
Yeah.
Then that's not going to be a positive response.
No, I mean, look, it's probably only going to go down. It's only going to go downhill from here, I think.
Outcome. The talent level and the achievement level is so disparate.
Oh, it's incredible. And look, he does reference Barkley and Iverson at one point that. You know, they didn't win a title also, but for what it's worth, and only one of them happened here, but for what it's worth, both of them went on legendary runs to almost win a title.
With less supporting cast around them than Embiid.
Well, I mean, Iverson were they going for sure. Not
Iverson
Barkley
for sure, yeah.
Phoenix
not Barkley and Phoenix, but I'm talking when Barkley was a Sixer, he had no one around
I'll say this,
him. I'm talking Barkley as a Sixer, is my point. Yeah.
I agree, but just for what it's worth, both of them did have great runs in their NBA career. And what Barkley did in 93 in Phoenix, like, I thought he pushed Jordan more than anyone ever pushed Jordan.
He went up against Jordan and AI went up against Shaq.
And Kobe.
And Kobe.
Yeah.
Who the hell did they go up with on the Atlanta team?
Trae Young, all-timer, man.
Rhea, dead right. All right, second poll question. Have you ever felt this confident about the Eagles heading into training camp, yes or no? So I am a have I ever. Yes, I have. I actually would put 04 slightly above this one. But I know based on calls we've received, you know, a lot of people say this is the most confident. I put 04 slightly above this one just because I think people are kind of losing track of how many defenders they lost. But
it's Oren Burks, guys like that, guys that weren't as
well. It's not
critical.
Just him. It's Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, CJ GJ,
will hurt.
Darius Slay.
Darius. I mean, guys, Darius Slay was still good. He wasn't elite, but he was still good. He was a good player.
I think our defense is still going to be really good.
John, how did people vote on this one?
How's it worded exactly?
Have you ever felt this confident about the Eagles heading into training camp?
I'm going to say 2/3 again feel more confident than ever, 65%.
I actually thought this was going to be like 80% no, meaning this is the most confident they've ever been. It's actually only 56% no.
Very measured responses.
I'm surprised.
Wow. I think part of it, I was thinking about as you were asking the question, I think part of it is that, like, even though this group I feel as confident as I ever have, because I've seen them now go to a Super Bowl and how hard it is to come back after, I do think that influences my, like in 04, I didn't know. I had no idea how hard it was to go to a Super Bowl and then come back the next year. I've seen the Eagles struggle
what
doing
we
that.
What we knew was how hard it was to get to a Super Bowl.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that part of the 04 story, and this is, again, one of the features in my book, is like, if you remember what 04 was, it's like, let's just get there. Like, we want to win it all, but three times in a row losing in the championship game, that was brutal.
I agree
Isn't
with
part
you,
of this?
But just remember the way this team looked at the end of last season. This team was not just a little bit better than the Kansas City Chiefs. This team was so much better.
Yeah, like, that's right.
The difference in quality. This team has the ingredients to be so outstanding right out the gates. And I know that you're worried about the defense. We got great coaches. We got a lot of talent. They're going to fill in the cracks.
Do you think that
they're going to run the heck out of the football to start it and to set it up?
I'll just say Becton and Gainwell are also solid. I mean,
I know, and Steen can maul people in the run game.
I just feel like part of this poll has to be the fact that their schedule is a lot different this
year. I agree.
People have been thinking that.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I agree.
It was a totally
Ruben, what if that
schedule?
Prepares them right? better for the postseason?
I'm not saying, but I think the part of the poll is that this schedule is really difficult.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you a real possibility that the Eagles are a great team and go 11-6.
That's possible.
Like, really possible.
Sure.
And like, if you're 11-6, but it's hard. I mean, you might be a 3 seed.
It makes it harder.
You might have to play on the road in the second round.
I have a lot of faith in this team.
It's going to be a grind. It's a great team, and it's going to be a grind, and you hope everybody stays on the field. That's the issue.
Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I am so sick of the bottom five of the Phillies lineup. Not even major leaguers. Couldn't even hit a whistle ball if I threw it. Get rid of them all. Bring the youngsters up. If you don't have enough, find the youngsters somewhere. Forget the bottom five.
Yeah, it's really rough. The bottom five is really rough.
The time is past due. Release Kapler. Time's Yours.
Well, they're not going to, so it's not going to happen.
I know Aiden Miller is only 21, and he's a prospect. Has anybody looked at his numbers? Like, he's not doing well. I think he's hitting .228. He's just, you know, trade him. If somebody wants him in a trade, trade him. Geez, the way we overvalue prospects is ridiculous.
James, what do you know about that?
I wouldn't overreact that way. I mean, look, you can trade Aiden Miller, but the fact that he's hitting .228 at his age, at his level, I mean, he's a young player for his level.
What about that Robert guy from Chicago? Everyone always wants him. He always hits .200.
Luis.
Last year and this year, right, Ruben? Like, people kept telling us, get that guy. Every year, the guy hits .215.
You got to perform, man. I'm out on him. They may end up getting him. He might get hot, and it may be great, but I'm out.
I can tell you this. I really don't want a guy that hits .215 every year.
Thank you.
That does not appeal to me.
How about one of the kids who was in here this weekend?
Well, there were some guys hitting the ball.
Joe Adell was crying. He's finally putting it together.
Adele's
he's been a prospect forever.
Yeah, it took him a long time.
But he
looks pretty good.
With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let me remind everyone, a couple ways you can absorb the show beyond just the regular radio, the app, and YouTube. Now, why do I say YouTube right now? Because Ruben just did a massive thumbs down when Chicago's Robert got brought up, Luis Robert, or Robert, whatever the guy's name is. And Ruben, I was wondering, before you commented, and I was glad you commented, I was wondering, is Ruben aware that he's on YouTube right now? Like, that's what I mean.
I was totally aware.
Okay, because sometimes we forget.
I knew exactly what I was saying.
All good. All right.
Hey, listen, and then they end up getting, he may very well be a Philly, and I hope he does great if he is, but I'm out on him.
Yeah, I'm certainly not in. All right, let's get right to turning two. And we're also looking for one more answer for one more position. Who's got the final pick, Rhea?
Rhea goes first, yeah.
All right, well, Rhea, just go first. Returner, there's only one.
Oh, well, it's obvious who it is then.
They don't even have a backup returner.
Hester.
Yeah, it's got to be Devin Hester.
All right, so 2 points for Rhea, which means the final tally is John Ritchie has one with 32 points. James is in second with 25. Rhea in third with 24. You all did very well. The audience, not as much. They had 8 points. But, John, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
You really cleaned up on the offensive and defensive line.
It was a little slanted.
You had a 6 spot and a 5 spot, I think, in there.
It felt like I played with most of those guys, those guys. So it was easy to remember.
By the way, 6 Eagles made the list. I actually put it away in my bag. But the 6 that made it are T.O., and it was only here a year and a half. T.O., Jason Peters, Lane Johnson, David Akers,
Kelsey,
and Doc. And the only 2 starters were T.O. as one of 3 wide receivers and Kelsey as the center. But the other 3 were backups. All right, quickly.
No Fletcher Cox.
No Fletcher.
That's surprising. That list.
But Geno Atkins made it. Fletcher Cox did not.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we quickly turn to who or what is linked together. Gary, I need a quick answer. Someone linked together. What do you got?
Vince Lombardi in football. 58 years later, his name's still on the trip.
All right. Yeah, Vince in the football. Allen and Belmar. Allen, linked together. What do you got?
Abbott and Costello. I think they're in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Big answer, Allen. All right. So it seems to be the duos of people that mostly are the answers. Abbott and Costello being a big one. Bert and Ernie. Desi and Lucy. Bonnie and Clyde. Penn and Teller. Romeo and Juliet.
That's tough.
Tom and Jerry.
Romeo and Juliet.
Because names are so distinctive, too.
Yes.
I think it's Romeo and Juliet. If we have to parse those.
Let me just ask this question as a way, because I can make a case for Tom and Jerry, and here's what it is. Romeo belonged to a family. We know that. Mm-hmm. Juliet belonged to a family. We know that. The family's caused problems. I don't know anything other than Tom and Jerry. Like, I don't know what anything else they belong to, they were part of. I don't know if they were in a trade union. I don't know if they listen to sports talk radio. The only thing I know is they would squabble with each other.
I don't know. That's just the story itself. It doesn't have to do with the...
What are you trying to sell, Joe?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What about Richie and Whitey? I mean, what about Richie and Harry? All right, are we going with...
I think it's Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
Ruben, is that the right answer over Bonnie and Clyde?
Romeo and Juliet.
All right. Congratulations to Coach Harris with the answer of Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
Coach Harris, you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets.
Nice.
See the Eagles in training camp.
What a reward for coaching you.
And I did not rig that.
Took some patience.
I did not
rig
that.
You actually seemed like you were kind of pushing against it there, if I had to be honest. Yeah.
That's
true.
You're
like, but what about Tom and Jerry, guys?
That's true.
Yo, it's Romeo and Juliet, man. Okay.
Extremely fair.
Training camp tomorrow. We'll be all over it. We look forward to talking tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they are up next.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.